This is All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Regional Transportation District says their new commuter rail line between Union Station and Denver International Airport is on schedule to open in 2016. The first four rail cars to be part of the line arrived last week and are sitting right now at Union Station, and they're the first of their kind in the state, and quite different from the light rail cars Denver residents are used to, says RTD spokesperson Kevin Flynn.
And I think when people get their first view, that's when they stop asking me, when is light rail going to the airport? Because light rail is never going to the airport. Commuter rail is going to the airport.
The new cars are larger and heavier, and they will carry more people, but they still use overhead electrical lines for power, which is similar to light rail.
So these cars go faster. It makes the trip 35 minutes.
And they'll not just be used on the commuter line to DIA.
So on the right, track one is the airport train. Track two, we have another airport service. Track three, on up the way, will be the North Metro rail line. That opens in 2018, okay? Way over there to the left, we'll have the gold line all the way over at track eight. That's the train that goes to Arvada and Wheat Ridge. And then on track seven, we have the Northwest Rail to Westminster. So that's in 2016.
The commuter lines were designed by and are being constructed by Denver Transit Partners, a public-private partnership, or P3 consortium. They'll also oversee daily operations as well. Laura Rinker is with the group. She says the cars were designed specifically for this project.
These cars have been in production for over a year. We're really excited to have them in Denver. These are Denver's commuter rail cars. They have been designed specific to public feedback. They have additional areas for skis, for bikes, things people in the area really like to do. We took a lot of design input from the public and customized the cars for the region.
Rinker says the remaining 62 cars will continue to be delivered about every month or so for the next year and will go through rigorous testing on the line in anticipation for the 2016 opening. The public will get a chance to tour the cars December 3rd through the 6th at Denver's Union Station. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.